Hi, and welcome to another one of our little podcasts. And today I want to thank God for another year's birthday that I just celebrated this earlier this week. And I do want to apologize for not getting today's liturgy uploaded till just a few minutes ago. A lot of that just had to do with a lot of distractions that were going on just for people celebrating the fact that I have turned 51 years old. And that is a milestone for me in a lot of ways because I've never been 51. Here I am. And that's something that's right there. I also wanted to do a live podcast this week because of Hurricane Ian and how it's affected Florida, and to at least send my prayers up with all of you in first gratitude for God's mercy and love during this time. And also to thank God for the simple fact that I've made it to another year. So with that in mind, let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer and begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty and provident Father, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for this wonderful thing that has happened to me of becoming 51. I know it is the result of your goodness toward me, and I pray that I may accept it as I should. In a world filled with many sufferings and sad occasions like has happened with Hurricane Ian recently, I know I am fortunate to be blessed in this way. And I offer you my sincere gratitude and promise to remain united with you in good times and in bad because of it. But also in the same situation, I ask you to take care of those to whom are affected by Hurricane Ian and all other tragedies that have happened in the world that do not get as much press. And I ask you most of all to inspire every individual on this planet to learn how to seek first your kingdom in the knowledge that everything else will be given to them together with it, and that for the glory of your holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters, today, as I look back upon my life, I realize that there's a lot more to be grateful for than I might have been in previous years. Last year at this time, I was going through a lot of turmoil. I had a health issue. Things weren't going really well, and I let it affect me in a lot of ways that really I shouldn't have. But I, like you, am very human. And I think that's part of the reason why some of you might listen to this podcast, is you realize that I'm just another individual, another human being, another sinner saved by grace and being conformed to the image of God. And hopefully, if everything continues to work the way it is in my life, I end up in heaven with each one of you. That's kind of the way I look at life now. I understand things a little bit differently than I did when I first started this podcast. And that's something that I am truly grateful for. And I just wanted to let it known that God, by allowing me this opportunity to try to have some kind of outreach or some type of way of using what knowledge I've gained over the years in getting a master's degree in theology and all that, that I'm able to share with you and with everyone else my love of God and my hope that each one of you will learn something. I know there's times people tell me I get a little too highbrow and I'm talking way over people's heads, but I can't help that if that's the case. I mean, sometimes I do understand things, and it takes a while for even me to be able to break it down into bit consumption parts. But that's the beauty of having something like this. We can talk. We can try to get things talked through. And I know a lot of people would prefer to have short homiletics. That's something I've been practicing upon with the daily podcast with the lectionaries, is having that little 7 to 10 minute discussion on the scriptures for that day with a prayer service of some type. And that's the ultimate purpose of that particular podcast. Eventually, we will be getting back to the daily rosary and other things, but right now, I just want to keep this podcast simple so that it is showing you exactly what the heart of this basically podcast ministry is all about, what my belief is toward you. Maybe I'll inspire you to want to help support this ministry by going to dtesh.com and clicking on the buy me a cup of coffee or support this podcast link that's on that page, which takes you to buymeacupofcoffee.com/DTESH, where you can basically send $5 to me to help me defray the cost of this podcast empire, which it really isn't that big. But there are costs, and those costs come pretty regularly. I'd like to do a lot more with this podcast. As I've said many times, I'd like to have some type of teaching outreach with it where you can learn the basics of how to pray and formulate some kind of way of praying along your own lines. Maybe teaching you how to read Greek, Hebrew, the biblical Aramaic, so that you at least have that kind of structure. Maybe something with some knowledge of Latin, so that you can read old Latin missals like the 1962 missal or old church documents that are along those lines. And that's something that I hope will eventually be possible with this particular podcast, especially through the dtesh.com website, where these will be eventually at. But right now, I am grateful for what little I have, the little that allows you to be a part of these moments that we get to share and understand about the church and the mission of Catholicism in general, to teaching what is the Christian faith. And that's something that I take really extremely and deeply to heart. One of my biggest things is that verse that I've quoted many times in Job chapter 2, verse 10, that we should accept bad things with the same attitude as we receive good, because the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Nothing we have isn't given to us in some way by God. Every breath we have, every moment of life that we experience, something we experience because God's given that to us. So we have that to be grateful for. And in some ways, everything that we have, once it's taken away from us, whether by a hurricane or by life's events of other sorts, we should also have the same attitude about that as we would if we would win the Powerball. We should be grateful to God because the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. And yet at the same time, we aren't entitled to anything. We don't have the right to demand of God our rights, because God first has a right to demand we be faithful, that we bear our responsibility, that we be true servants of Him. Because that's really the only way we can truly show gratitude properly. The whole point of living the gospel, to living out the commandments, to not being a sinner, to walk by faith and not by sight, to truly live Christianity as it was meant to be, is simply gratitude, true thanksgiving. That's why God wants your obedience more than sacrifice. Because when you are obedient, that's when you're truly showing you love Him. Just like taking out the trash, doing dishes, making your bed shows your parents you love them. spending time with people, doing things you don't like, shows you how much you love that individual and reveals it to them in a tangible way. God calls us to live a life of gratitude. I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I hope to be, and I strive to be, because I am told to be perfect as my Heavenly Father is perfect, to be holy as He is holy. And because of that, I am truly grateful that I have turned another year, and I'm truly grateful for all of the listeners that I have today. Even though you're pretty much not a great group in the sense of a large group, you're a great group in the sense that you are a loyal group. And I am grateful for that. Even if there's only two of you that listen to me regularly, that's amazing. And I thank you for that just as much as I thank God. So today's podcast is a mix of prayer, a mix of gratitude, and a mix of testimony. And I look forward to the next year of my life, and I hope that in the next year I can put this podcast together the way I had envisioned it, with all seven of the Liturgy of the Hours being done out, a lectionary portion every day with a daily teaching, and maybe even the Rosary every day with the Stations of the Cross, and if I can be even more bolder to hope, a daily scripture reading where you can go through the entire Bible in some form and the Catechism of the Catholic Church in some form so that you can truly know the heights, the depths, and everything about the faith and really come in contact with it. And then build from there to actual teaching moments where you can buy a course on how to pray better or how to understand God's plan for your life or how to live out faith in a true way, not a way that is presumptuous, but in a way that truly glorifies God, because you get that faith is more than just what you believe. It's how you live. And many other things that this podcast can do. But ultimately, the main and most important part, the one that motivates me from my core, is that you are somehow finding something in these podcasts to make you a better person, a better Christian, and allows you to get to heaven and spend eternity with a God who truly loves you and wants you to really have a relationship with Him, not just a religion.